Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. Today we talk with Jake Jornstead, CEO of Myriad Mobile. Is that you are seeing signs to where it's not as intangible in the marketplace as it used to be. It's almost where you guys are starting to have to reinvent yourself a little bit. Expound on that a little bit, because that's a very loaded question.
Well, first off, the actual result of what you described with the computer science industry is that now we think, we're short tens of thousands, if not millions, of those jobs in the next 5 to 10 years. That's how many we're short. So we're realizing that software is changing everything. Software is eating the world, as Mark Andreessen of Andreessen Horowitz would say. Software is going to change every single industry on the planet, period. Including itself, including its own industry, including the software industry. And so that mindset, you have to be okay with that and kind of embrace it. So we have to change, just like anybody else, to the changing market, right? And there's going to be software that puts some software developers out of business. Some things that aren't so necessarily complex or creative could be done by robots or artificial intelligence, but there's still going to be a massive need for software programmers in the future. And so we're excited to be in that space. Our team has a skill set that's, I think, at least in the next 3 to 5 years, the skill sets that our team has are very relevant for a lot of what you consider software to be. And if it becomes not the case, we'll have to adapt and learn new skill sets and take on new projects. So I'm pretty excited about the future. I think there's a few other exponential technologies. Computing is one of the things that everybody pretty much can recognize as one of those technologies that's just changed the face of the planet. I mean, the internet is built on computing, and so you've got all these game-changing technologies related to computing, and it's exponential in its impact. But there's 3 to 5 new, emerging technologies that are going to be exponential in their impact. Examples are going to be artificial intelligence, robotics, things like 3D printing and others. Some of these things are just changing the game. And so there's a lot of exciting opportunities for new entrepreneurs as well. And a lot of it's driven by software, but also there's going to be, 3D printing, for example. That's a new form of manufacturing that's changing the game. So I'm just pretty bullish about the future on the technology aspect. It's exciting, and I think there's more opportunities than ever to be an entrepreneur.
And I think you're right on a lot of those fronts. And the most important front I think you're right on is that you're excited about the future and excited to change if need be, because like me, you quickly understood how technology can change. And when things change, it costs your business money and it costs time and all these other things. So having more of a dynamic type of a business approach definitely makes your business plan more solid. Does that make any sense at all?
I think it does. I think that's if you're trying to resist change, it's just going to make it harder. So you have to figure out how to embrace it in a way that is beneficial.
And one more question before and thanks for giving us some time here. And is the UAS industry, you mentioned how you're going to be kind of streamlining into agriculture, and that makes a lot of sense up here in North Dakota. But are you doing any business with the UAS, or is the UAS going to fold into the ag stuff that you're working on?
Both. We have opportunities. We're working somewhat in that space, but I'm really bullish about the concept. So you can say UAS as unmanned aerial systems is usually what that means, but I'm more bullish on the general concept of unmanned or autonomous vehicles generally, whether it's piloting drone autonomously or piloting the future of agriculture with tractors. And we see ourselves in that space somewhere in between the hardware, the tractors and the drones, and the databasing. So we're the interface that you're going to use to interact with these fleets of autonomous vehicles. We see an opportunity to be playing in that space. And that intersects perfectly with agriculture and the future of autonomous technology.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, they've already got combines driving by themselves on some farms, and I know that the example I always give Doug Goring and other people when we talk about the integration of UAS is the row of sunflower seeds or potatoes. You got the UAS that flies over, It'll identify the individual pathogen or disease that's on the specific plant. It will tell the little robotic 4x4 down on the ground where to go with actual pinpoint information and which leaf. And then that guy will just go out there and spray it like a thing of cologne. Just spray it on there and save a small fortune. Yeah, and so what you just said is that, you know, most people told me no because of the land part of it, but you're actually working on some land UAS stuff?
We are. I'm actually part of a small group of sort of people from different companies that are pushing to make sure North Dakota is a leader not only in UAS but also ground autonomous vehicles. And I'm excited about that more so because I think the immediate impact of the industry is higher in the ground vehicles than it is in drones. Drones are still sort of a new business model. It's hard to make money off them. They're still really expensive. But the semi-truck industry, the long-haul industry, that's ripe for this kind of technology and disruption. And so I'm involved in terms of some thought leadership in that space, but our company I see just as an opportunity to come in and work for some of these different companies who need the software layer and the way for the person to interact with. That's our opportunity, is help people interact with these things in a more efficient, more fun, exciting way. And that's what we're going to be here for.
Well, I'll give you final thoughts, final words. If you want to, you know, give yourself a little bit of an ad, kind of what you guys do and who your customer is. I always like to give the guests the final thoughts. That way it's not a question framed by me. So go ahead. You got the floor.
Sure. Well, again, we're excited about building software. That's what we do every day. And agriculture, financial services, or education, any one of those three industries. And then on top of that, some startup companies. We're working with funded startups as well, companies who are looking to use mobile or software to expand what their goals are as a business. So that's exciting for us. We think Fargo and North Dakota and the Midwest is a place to build businesses. We're excited about that. So we're supporting entrepreneurs. We're involved in a lot of the different communities and organizations that are helping drive that. So if you ever have questions about things outside of software, I'd love to talk about entrepreneurship as well. So
to listen to the full-length interview with Jake Jornstead, the CEO of Myriad Mobile, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Packing gravel in the noonday sun, shaking her tail like the queen of the yard, not minding anyone but the farmer's wife. Had set the pot to boil and the dinner table was set. She had collard greens and a pot of baked beans, but she hadn't cooked the main course yet.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Now sometimes you gotta look back and see where you went wrong. If you can't do that, you won't be around too long. That hand should have seen it coming, a hatchet and a butcher block. She was too wrapped up, strutting her stuff to see the water was getting hot.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Now some folks dine at the table, others land in the pot. Where you end up depends less on luck than what you do or what you got. So keep your head on a swivel, look both ways when you cross the street. 'Cause this world is full of sharks and wolves, and all they ever do is eat. Oh, it's good to mind your own business, but you better pay attention too. You might turn a blind eye on the world, but there's always an eye on you. There's always an eye on you.
many of you are familiar with, like the Soybean Bureau, the Corn Association, the Farm Council, different organizations like that. Well, let me introduce you to the Dakota Cannabis Club, a member-driven association that provides professional assistance to the cannabis industry, plus representation at the state capitol. The future of North Dakota's cannabis industry is being set today, with laws and rules under development that will define how the business can operate in the future. DakotaCannabisClub.com. That's DakotaCannabisClub.com.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.